China's sudden decision to slap a ban on Australian meat from four processors is being seen as retaliation for Australia's push for a global investigation into how the COVID-19 pandemic started. The decision followed a surprise investigation into Australian barley earlier this week with the threat of huge tariffs. Amid an emerging trade war between Australia and China, the federal opposition's accusing the Morrison government of mismanaging the relationship. Political reporter Dan Conifer.
The Northern Cooperative Meat Company is Australia's largest farmer-owned meat processing business and usually ships up to 20% of its beef to China. But now those exports are suspended amid claims it breached labelling and health certificate rules. The company's CEO is Simon Stahl.
It was a surprise, that we've been notified that we've got some non-conformities.
The suspension covers the cooperative in northern New South Wales and three other facilities in Queensland. The companies were all involved in a similar Chinese stoppage in 2017, which took 3 months to resolve and cost millions of dollars. Simon Stahl doesn't know how costly this interruption will be to the business, which employs 1,000 staff.
It's hard to put a figure to it at the moment, because we don't know the extent, and we don't know how long this may be for.
After three decades in the industry, he's seen export issues like this before and is steering clear from suggestions the crackdown is political retribution against Australia.
There's a lot of other people making comment about that. Really, that's not my area of expertise. I'll leave it to others to keep on throwing it around.
Federal Labor's agriculture spokesman is Joel Fitzgibbon.
Worryingly, we may be getting just an initial taste of the economic costs of mismanaging our relationship with our most important trading partner. We must never forego our interest abroad in the name of chasing votes here in Australia.
The opposition supports the coalition's push for an independent inquiry into coronavirus, including China's initial handling. But it says the push should have been handled better. Speaking to the Lowy Institute think tank, former Labor Foreign Minister Gareth Evans described last month's announcement as an exercise in diplomatic self-isolation.
It was ill thought through operationally, it was ill prepared diplomatically, and it played right into that stereotype of Australia as a deputy sheriff to the US.
And former Liberal Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says there might have been shortcomings in Australia's diplomatic approach.
Australia needed to build support amongst nations who agreed with us that an inquiry was needed.
China officially says the issues aren't linked. Its foreign ministry spokesman, Zhao Li Jiang, says the call for an inquiry is political manoeuvring by the Morrison government, and the suspension is about the safety and health of Chinese consumers. We have continuously found that specific Australian companies have violated the inspection and quarantine requirements, he said. The Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham, says they should be two very separate issues.
It's in no way related, in no way related to the export arrangements for Australian beef or for Australian barley or for anything else.
That is the Federal Trade Minister, Simon Birmingham, ending Dan Conifer's report with additional reporting by rural reporter Kim Honan.